Hello everyone, and welcome to the Healing Sounds video. This is truly one of my all-time favorite practices because it's a very gentle, clear, simple, and beautiful way to help us process emotions. The practice of the Healing Sounds comes from Qigong, and Qigong is the energetic practice that comes from Taoism. Qi stands for energy or life force, and Gong stands for work. So it's how do we work with our energy. And what I love about this practice so much is that its origin story comes from the observation of nature and this understanding and this humility that the world we observe around us in the trees and in the oceans and the stars and the earth and the mountains are inside of us as well. And so this non-duality, this non-separation but differentiation between us inside and the outside world around us is what's so beautiful. It's this interplay, this conversation. The way I like to say it, it's a dance between the energy inside and outside. And what we're all looking for is this balance, this regulation, this sense of belonging both inside of us in this internal universe and in the external universe. And so this practice is a way to help balance that. What we're going to do in the video is start out understanding how we use the sounds. We're going to go through the different organs, understand their associations with color and scents and virtues and some of the negative emotions that can get trapped in those organs. We're going to work on the breath. And then we're going to do the whole practice continuously. So I invite you to come back to this video again and again. And once you feel like you have it down, you can skip to the part where we just do the continuous practice. And I hope eventually it just becomes part of your everyday practice, part of your everyday life. Something goes wrong, you can use the sound, go into the organ, flush it out, transform the energy, feel better. So, I invite you to find a chair or something to sit on. You can also do it lying down. Sometimes I do it in bed before going to bed or right when I wake up. You can also do it standing. So the form doesn't really matter. The key is that you feel supported. So the earth is there at its core to support us. So I'm going to do the practice sitting, that's traditional, but I invite you to experiment and to always follow what feels right for you. So arriving into the earth, taking a moment to check in, see how we're feeling, raise our right hand, raise our left hand, and take an oath to ourselves to listen to what we need, to always adapt the practice for our own body as it is right here, right now, today. Let out a little sigh, give yourself an applause for showing up and doing this work. And you can bring the hands down onto the knees. And first thing we're gonna do is just gently wake up our spine. Gonna gently wake up the spine with a little rock left and right. I love this visual of a dragon swimming up your spine. So imagine this dragon, this water dragon, is swimming up and it's inviting us to rock a little left and a little right. If you can remember the potent posture idea, same idea. How can we be curious about our weight, how it shifts left and right? So this time, our dragon swimming up our spine all the way into our head, into our ears, waking up our sacrum. Our sacrum is the sacred bone in Qigong. They call it the mother bone. So it's the master bone of all the skeleton. So waking up left and right, and gently find a Goldilocks place in the middle, where that dragon can rest. Just take a moment and feel how that feels. And then we're gonna take that same idea of exploration, but we're gonna go front and back. So gently rocking the sacrum front and back, letting the dragon kind of do the worm up your spine. Again, it's not about the form, it's about moving the energy from the bottom up. It's about activating the cerebral spinal fluid, waking up the whole spinal column. And eventually find a little pause, feeling our head, floating on top of our spine. See how this feels, waking up the vertebrae and the discs. And then last, we're gonna make a hula hoop. We're gonna put the left and the right and the front and the back together, and we're just gonna spin. Spin the energy around. In all of this serious work, it's really important to stay playful, to stay silly. And try the other way. Ooh. That might feel very different. That's okay. When we move our spine, we also move our head, we move our hips, our circulation and our blood start to flow. And 3, 2, 1, gently let the spine sit back on top. And we're gonna do something called the crane neck, the crane like the big beautiful bird. We're gonna gently come forward and then bend, curving the spine, coming forward to each other and coming back. 3, coming up, undulating the spine, moving the sacrum. 4, we'll do 9 of them. 5, go at your own pace, your own rhythm. 6, 7, waking up our cranium. Oh, I lost count. I think that's 9, plus or minus, it's okay. And just feel the resonance of that movement in your spine, in your body. Again, waking up the whole spinal column, this connection between the cranial pump and the sacral pump. And when these are awakened, when there's energy flowing in both directions, the organs and the rest of the systems of the body can also do their work. So, we've done our dragon crawling up the spine, the hula hoop, we've done our crane neck, and last warm-up of the spine is called spinal cord breathing. And it's where we open, so we arch the spine gently, looking up, creating a nice curve in the spine, and then we go the other direction and we exhale. And we arch, we get big around cranium and sacrum, trying to kiss each other, and then kiss each other the other way. Exhale again, opening. 3, we'll do 9. 9's a beautiful number. Inhale. Exhale, just letting out a nice breath, nice big sigh. We're yawning the spine open and stretching the spine. I think that's 6. If I messed up, gives you permission to also mess up. 7, 8. One more. Opening all the discs, all the vertebrae. And 9. Just feel the echo and the resonance throughout the whole back body. Our whole back body connected to our nervous system, connected to the space around us. Again, this whole practice is about harmonizing and balancing the inner universe with the external universe, using the outside nature and the inside nature to support each other. We are all stardust after all. There's our spine. Now, a little bit of the theory about this. I mentioned that it's about the nature inside and outside. In Taoism and in Qigong, there's 5 main elements. In other practices and other cultures, you might be familiar with other elements. So that's all okay. I invite you to bring any of your own associations into this work. This is just one perspective and the way that they've been practicing. And it goes like this. The 5 elements are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. I'm gonna say it one more time. It might be confusing, might be scratching your head. The curiosity is great. See if you can feel it. We're gonna start with fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. So fire, I think most people were familiar with that. There's different forms. The sun is one form. A volcano is another form. Maybe when it's cold in the wintertime, you make a fire in your house. So same element, but different associations. We're going to associate fire with the color red. So if there's any red in your space, I invite you to see it and connect with it. And if not, you can steal some of mine here. So that's fire, red element. It's also connected with the sense of the tongue, the sense of speech, and the tongue is the child of the heart. So each element has a major organ and then a sense associated with that organ that is called the child. So we have red, fire, tongue, heart. Just feel that for a moment. Feel those associations. Feel how it connects with your body and your life experience. The beautiful thing about this cycle is that they support each other. So we're going in a particular order. It's called the generative cycle or the creating cycle. So each element is going to fold into the next element in the same way that our body, each organ supports the next one. It's a really nice way to see our body as an integrated system. It's a family internally that needs to work together. So the fire element feeds the earth element. I like to think of the ashes at the end of the fire go down into the earth. And so this earth element, this fertile soil that gives birth to all the food we eat and all the animals and plants in this world, we are earthlings after all. So the heart supports the stomach, the whole digestion tube, the mouth to the anus, the whole digestive system, and it's connected with the color yellow and the sensory organ of the mouth, this ability to suck, to bring food in and nourishment in. So just feel that for a moment. Earth, yellow, mouth, stomach. Again, being supported from the heart and the fire, the earth and the stomach. And then we continue to the metal. The metal, you can think of like a gem, like the way the earth over time, the compression of the earth creates a diamond. So metal has this condensing power. It's also beautiful because metal has the expansion power. It has the power of the sky and the universe. Some cultures use air as one of the elements. In Chinese energetics and Taoism and Qigong, metal is that element, but it represents this beautiful sense of condensing and also expanding, which is why it connects with the lungs, this transformational power. So just feel that energy in the lungs, this metal energy expanding and contracting, and it's connected with the sensory organ of the nose. Directly connected with our ability to breathe. The color is a bright, bright white color. Imagine the most beautiful cloud. So, again, to revisit this generative cycle, this supportive cycle, the fire, the heart, the red, feeds the earth, the stomach, the yellow, feeds the metal, the lungs, the bright white light. And this continues to feed the kidneys. The water element, this deep, dark blue, sort of nice indigo color. And it's connected, the child of the kidneys are the ears. They're kind of shaped the same. We have two of them on either side. So just feel that association. Feel water. Feel this ability to listen both to the world outside and the world inside. And just feel the kidneys. We talk a lot about the kidneys in SBSM, and this practice is a nice way to revisit that in a different way. So, from the fire, to the earth, to the metal, to the water, we come to the wood, the plant energy, the liver. And you can imagine what the color of the liver is, green. It's connected to the sensory organ of the eyes. So take a moment and just look around your space. Look around my space. Feel that association. Again, you have your own associations. That's wonderful. I invite you to bring them in, include them. So just to revisit one last time, and then when we do the practice, we're just going to flow. We'll go over the breaths as well. But it might be new for you. And I think that's fantastic. This is new for you. It's another opportunity to work on that neuroplasticity, to learn something new, to fold our mind and our imagination around something else. So we start with the fire of the heart, the bright red light, the tongue. And the fire turns to ash, comes to the stomach, yellow, the mouth, earth energy. And that gives birth to the metal energy, like a diamond, or how the diamond refracts the light into the sky. We come to the lungs, bright white light, the nose. And then the metal gives birth to the water. You can think of a cloud condensing, it rains down, or a mountain lake, that minerality, that glacial energy gives birth to that mountain lake, the salinity of the ocean. Our lungs support our kidneys, this water element, deep dark blue light, the sensory organ of the kidneys, the ears, and the water, like we all know, you water the plant grows. Healthy kidneys support a healthy liver. Bright green light, eyes, this ability to have vision not only of what is there, but also to envision what is not yet there. So dreams, what we want to do in our life, how we imagine the future, how we envision the past. And then the wood of the liver supports the fire. The fire's going out, put more wood on it, we have more flame. So there we have it. This is the generative cycle. Just take a moment, feel that, connect with it, give it time. Each time you come back to it, you can go a little deeper, a little wider. And we're going to learn the sound. It is called the healing sounds after all. And the reason that we use a sound is that each of these organs, each of these elements has a particular vibration to it, has a particular frequency. Just like light, the wavelengths of different light colors have different frequency. Red is different than blue, is different than white. Each organ has a different frequency, which means we need a different sound to address the emotions and the trauma that can get stuck in those organs. So, we're going to practice first. The heart, back to the fire. It's connected with the sound H-A, or H-A-W. So, I'm going to make my version. I invite you to make yours. My spelling is my invention of what the sound is kind of like. So just know there's no right or wrong way to do it. You just feel the sound H. A-H-A-W. Think that you're exhaling excess heat. So let's try. Take a nice inhale. I like to think of myself as a dragon breathing this fire. I'll practice it a couple times. No need to force, no need to push. So that's the heart sound, cleaning the heart. And we'll talk about the virtues as we go into the practice. So, the sound, the earth sound, the stomach sound, digestive tube, is H-O-H. Really getting in touch with the back of the throat. See what that feels like. Some sounds might be different, might be new. That's great. And coming to the middle sound, the lungs. This is S-S-S-S-S, like a snake. And the kidneys, the water. This is like a deep sound under the ocean. I like to think of it like a train, C-H-O-O. Or you can think of like a deep wind, C-H-O-O. When you do it, you really release through the kidneys. The key is to make the sound your own. And to the liver, this is like S-H-H-H. So you're like, shh. So try that. And give your mouth a little rub, give your tongue a little wiggle. we're going to do it inside the practice, but it's a nice way to introduce ourselves to these sounds. So, here we are. Our spine is warmed up. We have our generative cycle activated. We have the colors. We have the sensory organ, the child of the organ that goes out to the world and brings information back. We understand the outside nature feeding the inside nature and the inside nature integrating together. So now we just get to do it. We get to take a journey together. So we're going to start on our heart. So bring your hands. You can bring them palm to palm. You can just hold the heart, whatever feels good for you. I'm just going to take a moment and really drop into the energy of the heart. These virtues of expression, gratitude, unconditional love, patience, bright red light in the heart, the element of fire. And we're going to clean the heart. We're going to help flush the heart of the emotions of impatience, hatred, cruelty. These emotions that can get stuck and adhere to the heart, we're going to use the heart sound to remove them and transform them. So we take the hands around, we bring the hands up, take the big sun from the universe, bring it down into our heart and clean the heart with the sound H-A-W. And three times in your own rhythm, gather the fire, draw the fire down, clean the heart, emptying the heart of hatred and cruelty. One more time. Bright red light into the heart, tongue connected to the heart. Clean your heart. And finish holding our heart, breathing in the virtues of patience and love, expression and gratitude, smiling into our heart and letting our heart smile back at us. And know that we are practicing together. And the fire feeds the earth. We come down to the stomach on the left side. Say hello to our stomach, bright yellow light connected to the mouth. The virtues of openness and fairness, equanimity, satisfaction. And helping to clean the stomach and the whole digestive tube of worry and anxiety. So we open the palms. We're going to scoop up the earth, this fertile, nutritious soil, and we're going to pour the earth back into ourselves, helping to ground us, exhaling with the sound H-O-H. Three times in your own rhythm, scoop up the earth. Clean the stomach of worry and anxiety. One more time. Holding our stomach, giving awareness and attention to our stomach. And breathing in the virtues of openness and fairness, equanimity, satisfaction. Smiling into our stomach and letting our stomach smile back at us. And the fire feeds the earth feeds the metal. We come up to the lungs. This jewel energy condensing, the sky energy expanding. Breathing in the virtues of courage and clairvoyance and working to clean the lungs of sadness, depression, and grief. We're going to use the sound S-S-S-S-S. And we're going to open the palms to the sky, touching those clouds, opening the lungs. And we're going to breathe out, cleaning the lungs of whatever we don't need to store. And release. And again, opening the lungs, cleaning out sadness, depression, loneliness. Bright white light into the lungs. Courage, clairvoyance. One more time. Clean the lungs. And come back to hold them and hug them. Let them know that we're taking care of them. Smile into your lungs and let them smile back at you. And as the metal energy, this minerality feeds the water, the metal feeds the water, the lungs feed the kidneys. Give some love to our kidneys. You can also touch them from the front. Just bring your awareness to the back. Tapping into our water, our ears, this sense of peace and calm, serenity and safety. And we're going to clean the kidneys. We're going to help release the adhesions, the emotions of fear, paranoia. So we're going to bring our hands to our belly button. And when we breathe, we're just going to bring our belly button to gently kiss our spine in the back. So we open the kidneys. So take a nice inhale. Using the kidney sound, C-H-O-O, gently curve the spine, belly button to spine. Opening the kidneys and coming back in your own time, in your own rhythm, cleaning the kidneys of fear, paranoia, lack of safety. Gently curving the spine, belly button to spine. Dark blue light, water element, safety and peace. One more time. And let the kidneys know that we're taking care of them, giving them love and warmth, safety and security. Smiling into your kidneys and letting them smile back at you. And one more in the cycle. The water feeds the wood. The kidneys help support the liver. Connected to the eyes. Bright green light, hello plant. The virtues of kindness and generosity from the liver, and anger and frustration that can get stuck and adhere to the liver, we're gonna clean that out with the sound S-H-H-H. So, we're gonna raise the hands above the body, and we're gonna gently lean to our left so that we open the right side, we open the liver, and clean the liver, releasing anger and frustration with the sound S-H-H-H. Let that emotion transform, go back into the earth. Dissolve away. And three times in your own rhythm. Bright green light, cleaning the liver. Kindness and generosity coming back in. One last time. And smiling into the liver, letting the liver smile back at you, mutual recognition. And all the way back to the heart. There we are. Take a moment and feel that cycle. Feel those colors, the red, the yellow, the white, the blue, the green. Feel all those virtues nourishing each other, all those senses nourishing each other. That we are truly an integrated system. We are truly working to find a way to be in harmony with ourselves. And when we are in harmony with ourselves, we can be in harmony with others, with the plant, with the earth, with the sky, with family and friends and community. And this work, this internal work, is so generous because when we take care of ourselves, we have more to show up and take care of others. So, we finished the last sound. It's the bonus sound. It's called the triple warmer. It's not connected to an organ, but it's about cleaning and regulating the temperature. So our head and our heart can get really hot. Heat wants to rise. So we use this last sound to bring the heat all the way down into the feet. Warm feet, cool head, happy heart. So we bring the palms up to the top of the head, and we're gonna release down the body, bringing the heat down to the feet, the heat down to the feet, with the sound H-E-E-E. Three times in your own rhythm, taking the heat from the head, send it to the heart. Take the heat from the heart down to the feet. You can lean back a little bit. One last time. Sending that heat down, down, down. And when you finish the last sound, you can bring the hands to the belly. You can bring the hands to the lap. And the key is to just lean back, lay down, and do absolutely nothing. Just take a moment, relax, allow that beautiful, nutritious, energetic work that we did to echo, to resonate. If you can, take 1 minute, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes, and do nothing. Thank you all for doing the practice with me. I hope that this practice continues to serve you. You do not need to do the whole practice every time. If you just want to do one organ, do one organ. You wake up, do the heart sound 3 times, beautiful. Waiting for the coffee, feeling angry and frustrated about something, do the liver sound. Shh. You're worried or anxious about something at work or a conversation that you're going to have that might be difficult. Go into the earth energy, go into the stomach. Feeling like you need some courage for something, go into the lungs. These things are meant to be practical, they're meant to be functional, and they're meant to be used. So I really encourage you, practice them. You can't mess them up. If you work with energy, you cannot be wrong. We'll finish with a nice clap. Thank you all, beautiful work. Thank you to this practice of the healing sounds, to the practice of Qigong, to the lineage of all of this energetic work that at the end of the day is about being healthy and helping people. 3, 2, 1, shoot.